Amen. Because there is people here on this earth, they are not teaching disgrace street ministry. They are teaching everything else and telling the folks everything else but straight street. Amen. So we need to stick with straight street ministry. And that is to get it to dig deep into the deepness of God's word. Search the scripture, and then you will have eternal life. Amen. Folks are just hitting on top of the serpent. They're not getting into the deep part of the word of God. All right, so we've been talking about for a few weeks now on putting Satan to a flight. Putting who to a flight? Putting Satan to a flight. Amen. Put him on the run. Amen. You see, the boy is in drugs, got drugs in the car, got a gun in the car. Satan getting into their spirit and causing them to get on the run when the police people behind them. They're running down, so they don't care about killing themselves. They don't care about themselves, neither are you. Amen. They run into your car, run into you, walking down the street or walking across the street and kill you. Amen. Because they are on the run. Say on the run. You see, and this is what's going on in the world. Amen. They don't want to be caught. They're just on the run. So we got to put Satan on the run. He ain't telling us nothing that is good. He ain't not going to help us at all. So therefore, we got to put him on the run, put him to the flight, dare him and daring him to not to come back again. Amen. See, now God done half of one church in there. He said, he told Ananias to go down to Straight Street. There was a man down there telling him what he must do. Now, I said there were other churches were there on Straight Street. There's other churches is on here on Washington Boulevard. There's other churches is on West Main, North Main. We have all these churches is in where? It's in Stanford. It's in Stanford, but God has one Straight Street ministry is going on. Amen. Somebody had to teach the word like it is and not be afraid to tell the people what thus said the Lord. And we want to stick with that so that we might be able to go back with him when he comes. All right. We have been talking about the word of God. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, and let's look at that just for a second. We notice, amen, here at the end of the Matthew, we need to keep that in mind also, because we're going to be getting out of this now. I think today is the last day we're going to be getting out of this. And Matthew 4:3, amen. We noticed that the tempter came and tempted Jesus. He came and did what? Tempted Jesus. Amen. So what we notice here, and when the tempter come to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, then command these stones to be made bread." Amen. Now the tempter know that God has some power. So You know, anybody can command stones to become bread. Huh? Amen. Now, these stones was the stones that he had made out of the man, made out of the people. Amen. Stones. Otherwise, a stone of unbelief, a stone of doubt. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Stone, praise God, are doing what you want to do. Going where you want to go. Say what you want to say. Act like you want to act. These are stones. Amen. So this is what Satan put before Jesus. Said, if thou beest the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. Amen. What you see around, all the people you see around, command them to become bread. Amen. And Jesus replied unto him, saying, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone. Otherwise, amen, I'm not taking what you're saying here. Amen. I'm not taking what you're saying here. Amen. I want you to know, even though if I do command these stones to become bread, if I do this, amen, they're not gonna help them. Amen. They're not gonna help the condition at all. They got to realize that I live in them. He that is in us is greater than he that in the world. All right, so he said, cast these stones into bread. Amen. And do what?
And when the tempter came to him.
He said, if thou be the Son of God. Command these stones to become bread.
But he answered and said,
It is written. Read.
Man shall not live by bread alone.
See, so actually what he's talking about, he was reversing of the stones into man. Because Jesus sees, he has the eye to see, amen, what the devil was trying to do. So he said, man shall not live by bread alone. Amen. Read now.
But by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
By every word, the word of God. Amen. Now, the stones cannot eat the word of God. No. The stone cannot eat the word of God. Natural stone cannot eat the word of God. So Jesus could not be talking about a stone out there or some bricks out there. Amen. I talk about his temple. It is to do what he wanted to do. The builder cannot do what he said he wants to do. So he came to the temple. He cast the people out of the temple, out of his temple. So he's talking about man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. Now watch this now.
Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city. And set him on the pinnacle of the temple. And he said unto him, If thou be the Son of God.
Satan's talking to Jesus now. If thou be the Son of God. Now, why don't you cast yourself down? Come on down on who you are. Amen. Praise God. You come down. See, Satan knows who he really was.
You know who he was. So now watch this now.
For it is written.
But it is written.
He shall give his angels charge concerning thee.
He's going to give his angels charge concerning of thee.
And in their hands.
And in their hands.
They shall bear thee up.
They're going to bear thee up.
Lest at any time.
Lest at any time.
Thou dash thy foot against the storm.
All right, now let us go to the outset before we go to Deuteronomy chapter. But we're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 25. And let's look at that. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 5. So, saints, amen, we can't reverse the word of God. We have to ask God to open our understanding so we can understand what the word of God is saying. And this is what man failed to do, that is to ask God to give them the revelation of what these scriptures are saying. Because there is a deep revelation of what the word of God actually is saying. So we need not to just look at it just what the scripture is saying, but there is more behind what it actually is saying. Four and twenty-five. So we need to dig into the deep, the message of what the scripture actually is saying. All right, now look at this now. Watch this. 4:25.
When thou shalt beget children.
Now when thou shalt beget children.
And children's children.
And children's children.
And ye shall have remained long in the land.
And ye shall have long in the land.
And shall corrupt yourself.
Look here, what they gonna do? They're gonna
corrupt themselves.
You can live long in this land. Oh, you can live long, amen. But God don't want you to corrupt yourself. See, and it's easy to go to jail. It's easy to get in trouble. It's easy to do that. It's hard. Hard to get out of. And so, therefore, what you got to do, you got to stay away from trouble because it's hard to get out of once you get into it. Right now that you get in trouble now and all they have to do is hit the computer and then your name come up and then you're always going to be coming up on the computer. Now, what you doing? What you said, or how you act, amen. Otherwise, man never forget what you do, amen. So it's easy to do wrong, and hard to get out of wrong. All right, now watch this. Now read it again.
When thou shalt beget children.
Now when thou shalt beget gotten children.
And children's
children.
And ye shall have remained long in the land. And ye
shall be long in the land.
And shall corrupt yourself.
Look at that, and then you corrupt yourself. Right, what's going to happen?
And make a graven image. Or likeness of anything. And shall do evil in the sight of the Lord.
Look here, and you're going to do evil in the sight of the Lord.
Thy God. Provoke them to anger.
Look here, and why are you doing that? You're going to provoke him into anger. Amen. Praise God. When you do evil. See, so now knowing you not that your body is the temple of God, or the living God. Now, and then God get tired when you started doing things that are wrong and doing sinful things. Amen. Otherwise, going into this temple and you're going to
you're going to sell, you're going to do a whole lot of things, and you're going to cut somebody out, you're going to bless somebody out, and all these kind of things. Amen. And God get angry. That's what he's saying. He get angry with you. When God get angry with you, then he'll cut you off. He'll give you a chance to live long in this world if you so desire, but you got to not make him angry. That's right. You know, not to make him angry. He get tired just like I get tired. Oh, now watch this now.
I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day.
Look at it. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, he said.
That ye shall soon utterly perish from off the land whereunto ye go over Jordan to possess it.
Look at him. Otherwise, I'm going to cut you off. I'm going to cut you off. Amen. Of your wickedness. Wickedness. See, some folks think that God going to let them get away with this and get away with that. But God gets tired. And when he gets tired, then he's going to do something about it. And then he say he'll cut you off. And what you going to read now?
Your days upon it.
Now you ain't gonna prolong your days upon it.
But shall utterly be destroyed.
And what you're gonna be destroyed. God gonna destroy you. He gonna destroy you when you do wicked things. When you take his house, amen, for a house of den. God will destroy. It's better for you not even letting, come to the church and then letting them come in and abide within you. If you're going to be so quick to give up and turn back, go back. Because he said that you go back like a dog going back to your own vomit. Amen. So it's kind of better if you just remain like you are. Just take what's coming to you. Amen. And then come into the church and let God come into your heart, fill you with the Holy Ghost, and he come and abide in your temple. Mm-hmm. Then a few days, a few weeks, then you're going to go back to what you were doing the same thing, and then more than what you were doing. Because he said that when you go back, then you're going to do what? Your days are going to be worse, and then what else he said? Amen. Then you take on how many more devils?
Seven more.
Uh-huh, that's it. You take on several more devils when you go back, so you might as well stay where you are. Amen. Otherwise, you take on more confusion. You're going to be confused. And we got a lot of folks are confused. They don't know where to go. They don't know what church to go to. They don't know what to believe in. Because why? Because they are confused. They think God's going to let them do this, and he's going to let them do that to who they are, and let them get by with. No, no. He ain't going to let you get by. You are confused. Plainly confused. A confused person, it's bad and hard to deal with a confused person. I know that for you, right? Now watch this now.
And the Lord shall scatter you among the nations.
Look what he's going to do. He's going to scatter you among the nations. Otherwise, you're going to become the dust of the nation. And then God is going to scatter you, just like the folks, you died and you talking about you want folks to cremate you. Amen. Otherwise, then they take and get an airplane, high airplane to go up and scatter your dust all over the nation, you know, the world, you know, and the sea, you know, when you put it in the sea, then it just keep going. It never stopped. God said he's going to scatter you away among the nations. Read now.
And you shall be left few in number among the heathens.
And you're going to be left a few among the heathens. I know that's real right. And when God do a thing, and then he's going to do a good job. He gonna do my half-stepping. He half-stepping. He gonna do a good job when he do something. Another verse of that, and then we'll move on.
You're
going to be left few or number
among the heathen.
Among the heathen.
Whether the Lord shall lead you.
Well, the Lord shall lead you. All right, that goes to St. Luke. Look at St. Luke 19, verse 45. Now, these scriptures is very good.
And he went into the temple. And began to cast out them.
Now the devil didn't go. That was Jesus who went into the temple and he began to cast them out. Read.
That sold therein.
Now the one who sold, amen, therein.
And them that bought.
And the people who were there and bought. Yeah, he cast them out. Amen. There ain't nobody gonna get by. No wrong done. When you do a wrong done, you're gonna have to pay for it. You're gonna have to pay for it. Don't care who you are, where you come from, you're gonna pay for it. Amen. So we got people that said they save and they sanctify. And they got all kind of things going on in God in His temple. Amen. Playing cards. Amen. And playing dominoes. Come on here now. Amen. Gambling. All these kind of stuff. Yeah. Some folks went to the church and they won $5,000. Church, amen, playing dominoes and all that fun, playing cards and all that kind of stuff. Amen. And they're doing it in the church, not in no club or nothing, in the church. Poker and all that, all that kind of stuff. They got it going on in the church. Amen. Now I was talking about not the church, but now I'm talking about the temple. The temple, otherwise, in your spirit that you're using, amen, you will use it to go play cards and you'll use your temple, come on here now, to gamble, to roll dice, and you'll use the temple, amen, and those that are setting aside, you know, and I told y'all before, I would go to the gambling game, but I didn't know how to do no gambling, but I would sit aside and bet that the person won't hit. So what he's saying here, he's saying the same thing here. Those who were where? Yeah, those who what that scripture, what's the scripture? Read it again. Read that scripture, that verse again. He said those that win. Those that are sold,
cast out, and he went into the temple.
He went into the temple.
And began to cast
them that sold.
Therein.
Therein.
And them that bought.
All right then, and them that did what?
That bought.
See, things was going on both sides. Amen. See, so now God wants to stop all this kind of stuff. And you don't take God temple and do what you want to do with it. Amen. When he come in, when you said you come into church and they told you that you got to repent and be baptized, and then you got to be filled with the Holy Ghost, then, praise God, and God come into your life and fill you with the Holy Ghost, and then you have to be careful about what you say or what you do in with God's temple. Because God, the Holy Ghost, comes in to take up his abode within you. Otherwise, the Holy Ghost dwell within you. Though it can be able to take control, otherwise to lead you and to guide you. That's why a lot of folks that's not being led and guided because, amen, they got to crossed up somewhere or another. Yes.
I just think that what a lot of times what happens with us is that we try and keep it separate when Jesus said, when we become one with him,
yes, right,
he enters into our house, this house, this body that houses his temple.
That's right.
It becomes a spirit of oneness. But what we keep it so separate, you know, this is my body and I can do what I want with my body, yet we're saying that I've got the temple inside of my body.
Well, yes, right.
But yet I'm still saying I can do what I want to do, I can say what I want to
say. Well, that's what the world is saying.
We forget that the oneness is there, should be there.
That's right.
And then if we really concentrate on the fact that the oneness is there, and believe that we are one with him,
uh-huh,
as he abides in this body, this natural body of ours, then we'll take better care of the temple.
Well, that's what's going on. Amen. You see, we are one in Christ. We are one in Christ, and that is, we have to keep that in our mind, that is in our mind, that we are one in Christ. And they know too, so we got have to go by looking into what the Word of God is saying, and then we got to live by this oneness of God. That's right. Live by this oneness of God.
He says he abide in us and we in him.
That's right. That's right. All right. Another verse of that.
Saying unto them.
And saying unto them.
It is written.
It is written.
My house.
My house.
The house of prayer.
It is the house of prayer. But my house, my house, my house, saints, God's house should be all the time. Don't care where you are, where you're going, who you be with, amen, what you're doing. It always ought to be in your mind and in your spirit that God's house is the house of prayer. Amen. Otherwise, what I said on the other day, amen, never forget who you are. Amen. Don't care who you be with, where, and what they doing, what they want you to do. Amen. And what they doing. Amen. You got to remember that who you are. Amen. You can't do it. You can't do what the other folks do. You can't say what the other folks say. You can't act like other folks act. Am I right? Amen. Because we so easy to forget, you know. Amen. And then when we keep on forgetting after a while, then it's going to be too late. That's not going to be too late. You can't forget every time you come to Sunday school and they're asking you questions, they're asking you about what was said and what was said and everything. Well, I know what I forgot. No, y'all got to stop doing that. Amen. You got to listen and listen positive, not negative. So you will not do what?
Forget.
Now read now.
But ye have made it a den of thieves.
You made my house a den of thieves. Amen. You did it. Ain't nobody did it. You did it. Amen. Otherwise, amen, whatever comes, whatever goes is all right. Amen. You made it. You made it. Amen. You ain't tried to keep his house clean. You ain't tried to, amen, not to do these wrong things or these things or these little petty things that you think is not nothing. Amen. You did it. You made my house a house of men. Read now. Who's just talking?
And he taught daily in the temple.
Now Jesus did what he taught daily in the temple. Amen. And this is what needs for more is for people to be taught. To be taught. Amen. We a whole lot of hollering, a whole lot of this and a whole lot of that ain't going to do it. We need to teach the folks the deep things of God. Now read now.
But the chief priest
and the scribes
And the chief of the people.
And the chief of the people.
Sought to destroy him.
With any time that you try to teach the folks and do what is right, teach the folks what is right, then somebody gonna try to destroy you. Somebody don't like you. And then folks rather for you to tell them nothing than to tell them what is right. Amen. And I know that's true. Amen. See? So then that's what they want to do with Jesus. They want they sought to kill him, to destroy him because of he teaching. But he teaching the folks. Teaching, amen, this good gospel. Read now.
And could not find what they might do.
Now, and they couldn't find, amen, what they might do. They wanted to do something to him. Yeah, they got folks, and the folks, you know, amen, they always want to do something. They went out there and broke my, went out my van out there, out that big van out there. You know, amen. And after doing all of that, and then they ain't stolen them, they didn't take nothing out of them. So it got to be somebody that, amen, doing it because of the hatred. Don't like my teacher. Don't like what I do and what I say concerning the word of God. They're going to do anything to try to hurt you. You didn't even go around telling everybody that they saved and they sanctified. Holy Ghost filled, the fire baptized, on their way to heaven anyhow. The poor flowers, the poor bushes out there in the front, out there, they ain't bothering nobody. Somebody going there and pull something on them to kill them. And the flowers ain't doing it. They ain't doing it. And they couldn't do that, and then they wouldn't cut a whole lot of pieces off of them. Because they don't like me. I know the folks don't like me, and I don't care if they don't like me. But I got a job to do. I come here years ago, folks in the folks in the next door, they come down there, and I'd be looking out the window out there, and they'd be spitting at the sign out there when I put that sign up out there. And they wouldn't throw them a sign over there at the church. They didn't have no sign out there, no holy name on there. Well, I come here. When I put my sign up, when they had them one put up there. People's just jealous. And they want to see what they can do to slow you down. That's what it's saying there. To destroy you. To everybody who laughs in your face, they ain't for you. And I ain't doing nothing to nobody. All I'm doing is tending my business. And that's all I'm doing. I'm just tending my business. Leave everybody else's business alone. All right, now watch this now.
Could not find what they might do.
They couldn't find what they might do.
Well, all the people were very attentive to hear him.
Too much pressure, too much people was on his side. They wanted to hear him. They wanted to hear what he said. Amen. We got a lot of folks right here in this town, saints. They want to hear me. But they're scared of what the people are going to say. So they walk all the way down there from down there over there, get some oil over here. But she ain't coming to church. I don't know how many times to come to church. She ain't come to church, but she wants some of my oil. I said, why don't you go to your pastor and get some? Then the oil don't work. I know you, you know what I'm saying? Amen. I know you. You helped me. You helped me, Bishop. You helped me. I remember when my son had a rash and all these bumps and all of these soles on him. And said, I remember, amen, I came to you and you prayed and you gave me some oil and I went in and I rubbed in with that oil and now it ain't no more. Rash come up on him no more. That was the other day. That wasn't on last year that they were coming here telling me this. I remember my son was in jail and I came to you and you prayed for me and you prayed for that thing would get out and everything just turned right around. What they do, they belong to the Baptist church. Some belong to the Methodist church. But they ain't come here because they're scared of what the people going to say. And then they know what I got and what I put on there. You can't go wrong with that, what I tell them. They know about that. They know about it. And more than you, people know, amen, my prayers works. You ain't the only one. And the same way with Jesus. When you walk upright, then you're gonna walk in the footsteps of Jesus. When you walk upright, folks ain't never gonna hate you. Folks gonna try to do evil. Folks gonna try to stop you when you walk upright. Now, it lets you know, because some of y'all still don't know, and they ain't gonna know. Amen. I got to be walking upright for to have the enemies around me. Man, folks don't want to hear me. But ain't nothing they can do. Now watch this now.
Could not find what they might do.
They couldn't find what they might do.
All the people were very attentive.
And all the people were very attentive. They want to hear what he was saying. So I got a lot of blockers here. There's a lot of folks want to hear what I'm saying over here at the Emmanuel, but they didn't want to come because of somebody, amen, they're giving me a bad mouth. Giving the work over here what? A bad mouth. That's right. The man told me, he said, yeah. Said, I came into town and I was looking for you, and I went and I called up the church, and when I called them, they told me, well, don't go over there. Don't go over there, Bishop Hardy. You come over here. Amen. I know what I'm talking about. People don't want to see you, amen, teaching and preaching the truth. Amen. And they know they ain't got nothing going for themselves. So they're doing their wrestle. Everybody wants to come this way. Amen. Get them all confused. You know, that's what the rustlers do. They get the cows or the sheep confused. They have them running. They keep running. Until they get real tired and try to run them somewhere where they can just rest. So they confuse, amen, the cows and the sheep. And that's what's wrong with the world today. People are confused. So we got to rub them. They're telling you, well, I don't know what, you know, the cows or the sheep say, I don't know where they go. I don't know what to do. And every time I run this way, They come in and drive it that way, and then I try to go that way, and then they come and they drive me this way. I don't know where to go, and that way our people are. They are very much confused. Amen. Now watch this. All right. Okay. Now let's look at my. Matthew chapter 9. Chapter 9 and verse 34. I'm getting ready to close out.
But the Pharisee said. He casteth out devils through the prince of the devils.
Lord help me. What are you saying? Praise God. He cast out the devils through the prince of devils. Amen. They call me devil. They say, no, Bishop, he ain't nothing but devil. Amen. All right, now watch this now.
And Jesus went about all the cities and villages. Teaching in their synagogues.
And he was teaching in their synagogue.
And preaching the gospel. gospel of the kingdom?
No. That's what we got to do. We got to stick with the wind.
The gospel.
If the death bearer talk about death, that way man don't want to hear too much of. They don't want to hear about death. Then talk to the man about anything else, but don't talk about death. I just don't want to hear it. But he said, he went about teaching and preaching the gospel, which is the death bearer and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I said on the other night, he said, if any man that died to come out of me, let him first deny himself and take up this cross, otherwise death, and follow me. That's what the world don't want to do out there. They don't want you to talk about no death. They turn you off quick. They go on talk about that scripture because they don't understand what it's saying. They don't understand what that scripture is saying. If you decide to come after him and to do as he done, come on here now, and live as he lived, and suffer as he suffered, come on here now, then you got to first deny yourself and take up your cross, not his cross, not his suffering, your cross, and follow him. I like that. I like it. That's right. Now watch this now.
And healing every sickness?
Now he went about healing every sickness. People, they wasn't bed rest. A lot of folks wasn't bed rest. They're bed rest. No, they had all kind of sickness, lying sickness, hypocrite sickness, jealousness sickness, home mugging. You can see this is the problem. Problem with the folk that all kinds of sickness. Well, I got to do them. I got to lie. I got to do this and I got to do that and I can't get along with nobody. He went about healing all of the matter of sickness. Amen, folks. And the sickness will bring, and that kind of sickness will bring on bed rest sickness. In that line and breaking peace, can't get along with nobody. Always worry about it and always in somebody else's business and all this kind of stuff. It'll bring on bed rest sickness in the long run. You got a lot of folks, amen, is in the convalescent home and the hospital and all these different places because they have all kinds of sickness in their heart. Their heart not right. Can't get along with nobody. Yeah, I know that's right. Now watch this now.
And every disease among the people.
Oh, and every disease among the people. Those had all kinds of disease. Otherwise, catch it. Amen. If I'm a liar and then if I hang around you, or you hang around me, it'll catch disease. Ain't that what it's saying? And what the disease is doing, the disease will catch. Catching disease. Lord have mercy. You get a cold. You hang around me. Now I get the germs. I catch the germs, which is the disease. No. We got to look at the word and look at it right. And now I'm so glad that I'm praying and asking the Lord, don't take my mind away from me so I can continue this. I'm knowing exactly what the Word of God is saying. Know how to write the divide. Yeah, daughter.
We just look at all the natural diseases as you're taking us into the spiritual diseases.
That's right.
Most of the time, we just look at what diseases take place around us, all the many, many diseases that we catch naturally, but then we forget about all the spiritual diseases which this word is actually talking about.
That's right.
It's all the spiritual diseases that we have, both saved and unsaved. People have all kinds of diseases going on.
That's right.
In their heart. hearts and minds and spirits. I mean, you got depression.
All kinds of diseases.
Stress, all kinds of diseases going on. And we don't contribute. And then when we look into the spirit, man, we need to look in there and see what kind of spiritual diseases we got going on.
See, that's why I can't agree with when the people say just come in church as you are. And believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you say, I can't agree with that because these diseases that we have, all these people that have went to church and the preacher and Rev told them this and they all still got all kinds of diseases. They're doing everything, living all kinds of life. Doing all kind of everything they can do. They'll never stop doing nothing. But they don't think about that they need to be healed from the diseases that they have.
That's because, Bishop, it's not in many churches, it's not taught to us the way that you're teaching it to us.
No.
This is a spiritual disease.
Mm-hmm.
We got many spiritual diseases that we need to rid ourselves of. But most times you hear people talk about diseases, it's always a natural disease.
Yeah, that's right. See, Jesus knows that the people need to get rid of all that kind of stuff. You can't serve God. He can't stay in your temple. He can't abide in your temple and you got all these diseases. You know, somebody gonna die. So he went about healing all manner of diseases. Read now.
But when he saw the
multitude, he was moved
with compassion
on them. Look here. See that? Amen. He was moved with compassion upon them.
Because they fainted.
Because they fainted.
And were scattered abroad.
And they were scattered abroad.
As sheep having no shepherd.
Uh-huh. Who they were? The multitude?
Yes, sir.
Amen. They didn't have a sheep. A shepherd, rather. They didn't have a shepherd. They were scattered abroad. Amen. Why? Because why? Why they were scattered abroad? Because they had been rustled. They was scattered abroad. Amen. And the other word, what I use the other word is, amen. They were rustled and what is that?
Branded.
That's right. Amen. And they didn't know what to do. What did that word out there just said a few minutes ago? Scattered them. They scattered them. And when they scattered them, they don't know where to go. They don't know to go to the right. They don't know to go to the left. They don't know to go backward. They don't know where to go because they scattered them. That's that word. Confusion. Y'all need to write that down. People are really confused. Don't know which way to go. Don't know what to do. Because they have a sickness of the disease. Now watch this now. And this is deep talking. And I wish I had the whole Stanford here talking and listen to it. Because they need to hear it. Now watch this now. Then said he unto his disciples,
The harvest truly is plenty, but the laborers are few.
Amen. The harvest is plenty, but the laborers is few. Amen. Somebody can catch this thing. Somebody can get into this thing. Amen. But the labels and somebody don't want to work. Somebody don't want to labor. Somebody don't want to do nothing.
When we look out over the field and you lead us, you see many type of diseases.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly, many times, they're saying to people, well, go to the doctor.
Yeah.
They never said, come to Jesus, you know, and let him heal you. of what I see that's going on in you. Go find your psychiatrist. You know, they can see a person that's depressed or a person that's diagnosed one way. They may have a natural diagnosis, but yet Jesus can take care of that diagnosis, that even natural disease that has been diagnosed. You know, it may be a diagnosed as stress. It may be diagnosed as depression. But yet, Jesus can, he can deliver.
He can deliver.
From all those things. But yet the shepherd, you said the flock, he says the flock has become scattered. Because yet what we as those that are in leaders saying, go here, go there, instead of come to Jesus.
Well, that's what Jesus did. He what did he do for Ananias? He told him to go down there, to go down the straight street. There was a man down there to tell him what he went through because he had a disease. The brother had a disease. What kind of disease? It was destroying the people of God. Beating them up, killing them. Amen. They had a disease. And the disease that they had was a catching disease. So on the way he can do it, he had to send him down the straight street, Ananias, and tell him to go down that straight street and tell him what he must do. Amen, that he might be able to get rid of his disease. The word of God is right. When you look at it the right way, it's right. We got a lot of folks that like that, you see, but they need the master of everything. That song, Songs of 107, verse 20 says, amen, God sent his word and healed them all. We need that. He sent his word and healed them all. Amen. And then what you need to do within your heart after he heal you, and then I will hold fast to my whim, my profession. All these scriptures that around our head. And I will hold fast to my profession. Then he said, he sent his word, amen, to heal them. Heal them and deliver them from all of their wind. Destruction. He did that. Because you know, there was a lot of folks is in the destruction. Need to be helped. Need God's word. Need to be helped. So that's why Jesus come to help man, because man was in a terrible condition. And now he going away. And then he wanted somebody else down here that he might be able, that he can trust. Said trust. That he can trust to carry out his words. Healing the people. Teaching the people what I'm trying to teach y'all. Amen. The deep things of God. And trying to get it in you, the deep things of God. Amen. Don't just look at the word and look at the scripture, just look at it natural, but you got to go into the deep, the master of what it's saying. Now then, I think it's another person on that. Hold the thing on it.
Pray.
Yeah, read.
Pray ye therefore.
Now he said, pray ye therefore.
The Lord of the harvest.
Then the Lord of the harvest.
That he will send forth laborers.
That look at what they need in the need in the church. They need laborers. Need somebody to work. Somebody to work. And God knows, I talked to my wife this morning, or you were last night. Amen. In both our churches, we don't have no laborers. Everybody don't quit. Everybody to lay down a heavy burden. And that is to working. They ain't got no mind to work. No mind to give out some ideals. No mind. No, I don't know what to do. It's not in me. I don't have nothing in me. I don't know nothing. Don't see nothing. And I can't do nothing. And that's very, very critical. I know that's right. Amen. God won't, he's looking for laborers. Ain't that what that scripture said? Into the harvest. Amen. He ain't looking for folks to just come in here and just sit down and look at the wall and look all around. And he's looking for laborers. The first thing it is that they have a mind to go out and then into the hospitals, come a lesson home, into the homes, and what have you, talk to people, read the scriptures to people. Come on here now. Anoint them. Come on here now. All these things you got to do. If you go to the house and they ain't got no food there, amen, fix some food, feed them, then you can talk to them about the word of God. But you're going to go and you're going to talk to them and they ain't eat nothing. Because they can't get a lot of what you're saying and they're hungry. God looking for a laborers in his vineyard. Laborers, somebody at the work. Amen, with their hand, pull their sleeves up. Get down nitty gritty, go in the home and wash some floors and make some beds up and all that kind of stuff. We don't have no laborers today. In my days, when I was coming up years ago, we had laborers. People would keep the house going. They always were doing something like answers. It was just like answers, and they always were busy with doing something. Baking a cake, cooking a chicken. Come on here now. Cooking some collard greens and all that kind of stuff. We ain't got that today. Folks would rather go down there and buy them some collard greens. Already cooked. Open up a can. Because folks don't want to labor no more. They don't want to do nothing. And I was telling my wife the morning, I was telling her about the saints don't know nothing about peace work. I worked on peace work for years. And when I worked on peace work, then every day I would try to have some bill up that I can put into the pot for the next day if I didn't feel like working so hard to make my time. Because if you're on peace work, you got to make your time every day. So if you don't make your time, and then you ain't going to get it tonight. So I work hard so I can build up the pot, build it up so sometimes I have a whole month, amen, I don't build up so that I can be able to, if I don't feel like working today, I can walk around a day or two, I can walk around and don't do nothing. And then go back to the pot. But saints don't know nothing about all of that. Amen. Somebody said, well, now they don't got down sick now, then they got down so they can't do nothing now. Now they saying now, I need to go, and I'm going to start it doing this, and I'm going to start it having dinners, I'm going to start it selling, I'm going to start it doing it. Amen. Don't wait till you get down so you can't do nothing. If you had a build up the pot, build up your pot, and build up the, amen, why you was able to just go, amen, though you had money. Then like some of y'all said, well, I'd rather put my money in here. I'd rather do this, and I'd rather put my money here. And having that thing, or doing that thing extra, I'd rather do this. Even there's a come a time you ain't gonna be able to do nothing. Ain't gonna have nothing to put in the end. So now what you gonna do now? I got a few dollars down, and then I'm gonna put away, and I'm gonna have so my pot gonna be so well. If I do get down, what I can't give them, I can go to the pot and get something. Ain't there no way to say, well, I can't do nothing now, so I got to, what I'm going to do now, it is, I'm going to start having something. Well, it's too late now. You can't, but ain't so much you can do. I know I'm talking right. Amen. We look at things foolish. We look at things negative. Too much of negative is going on around here. Amen. You ain't got no time to fool around and just be callous and just do what you want. Do some things and do something. So some of you doing something, but you're not really into it. Because God wants to work us in His harvest. Read now. The harvest is right, but the labor's a few. Read now.
Pray ye therefore.
That the Lord of the harvest, this is not your harvest, this is not your way of fare, amen, this is the Lord's harvest, what we're working on. Hey, y'all hear what I'm saying? This is the Lord's harvest, what we're working on. It's not your harvest, the church is not your thing, and not, amen, what you should be more concerned about yourself. No. The church is, amen, is God's harvest. It's God's word. Read that again.
Pray ye therefore. The Lord of the harvest.
The Lord of the harvest. See, so it is the Lord's harvest here that we're working on. So we got to do what He said do, not do what we want to do and how we want to do it. Am I right?
Amen.
Amen. The Lord of the harvest, what it said?
That He will send for laborers.
That we ain't got no labels in. So we need to pray that the Lord send some harvest in here. So labor.
Into his harvest.
And then the Lord was laying on my heart of day. That we all of us need to talk to the men because men need to be in the church. They've gone over my spirit. Yes, sister. All right. All right. See, the Lord brought it to my spirit and said, we need to talk to our men, and we really need to talk to them and don't stop talking to them until they and make them realize, amen, they have a duty to perform, that they fulfill God's harvest. Huh? Amen. Praise God. Amen. And quit sitting around talking about, amen, the women's are taking over, the ladies are taking over. And amen. You don't need to talk about the ladies taking over. Then you need to come and do your part. Do what you're supposed to do. Men need to be in the church. Amen. Most of the churches that we go into, nothing but women's in there doing the job. And they're supposed to be gone. Put man over the harvest from the beginning. God put man over it. Amen. And then He made a woman to be by the man's side to help him out. Amen. Praise God. But in the beginning, it was the man was in charge. And he ain't got no business being out in the streets or being at home, amen, looking at the TV. Come on here now. And eating and glory and come on home. You in the church and amen doing what God wants you want to be, what He wants Him to be doing here at home. And walking up down the street, watching the women's and watching everybody. No. God wants, amen, men's in the church. Because the harvest is right, but the labels is few. And we need to talk to our men. Talk to them and make them see, amen, that they are missing the mark of God doing what he wants them to do. They're not doing, brother, what God wants them to do. That's right. They're home. See, so we need to get out of this. We need to be on these men's back. These men's back, praise God. Now all they want to talk about now is grouping. And all that kind of stuff, group, anything else but doing what God said do. And then when they get out of grouping, they don't want no church. They don't want to serve God. They don't want to worship God. Amen. All that kind of stuff. See, but God looking for people. We're looking for men's. Men's. Men's ought to be here in this church in here. And then y'all got a lot of men around y'all. if the man love you, and then he ought to want to follow you. I know that's right. If he's telling you that, well, he love you and all that kind of stuff, and then he going another way, he ain't know too much of he loving you. Because if he love you, he going to follow you. You said you love him, and you follow him. Amen. So don't get all confused and get all in the devil's thinking with a man so much in loving you, and then they going the other way. Amen. God said he wants a safe home. Then he had said, how can two walk together except they agree? Amen. And not just saying we have agree on the money. That's what most of the folks think that means. They just agreeing on the money. And not of that. How can two agree except they walk together, rather, except they agree? Amen. That's in everything. And in life. Amen. Otherwise, amen. So the bear cannot, amen, go God's way. Do what God wants her to do. Amen. Praise God. If she got a husband and he going his way. So there is what? There is no when, no agreement. Amen. There is no agreement. Amen. She going, amen, one way and he going another way. And no agreement. So now, what you need to do is just to talk to your man and talk to your woman. Come on here now. Amen. And then let's get together and let's agree. Amen. You don't talk to them about being saved, and they ain't paying you no attention about being saved, that they need to be in the church. Amen. How come we going through it all, going through all of this, and it seems like everything that we try to do, it seems like it just falls, and not working out. Things are not working out like it ought to work out, because there is no agreement. I'll break it down to you. There is no eye to eye in sin. Isn't that, you married, then you got to see eye to eye. There's always an argument. There's always a disagreement. You can't live like that. Sooner or later, something's gonna have to give. Man need to come to church. The woman need to come to church. Amen. Praise God. You'll get yourself up on Sunday morning, and you tell your man, amen, I'm going to church this morning, and I want you to come to church too. Yeah, talk to him. Get yourself out of bed and come on. You going to church? See, when y'all let things keep on letting things go, and that's why there is no giving, and nothing's gonna give. So you got to start off doing these things. Amen. I want a church, a home. I want a home that we both going to be involved in church. So I won't have to come to church. I won't have to come to church thinking about you out there and you doing everything. Somebody in my house, in my bed while I'm at church. I won't have to worry about that. If both of y'all is at church. Amen. I'm talking real facts talk to y'all. Y'all see, we need to stop now. It's praying time. Things ain't gonna never, and it ain't gonna get no better. We gonna keep on letting things go on like it's going on. Then y'all still saying you worrying about, well, if I let him go, if I let her go, and then I ain't gonna help nobody. Well, take the chance. You take the chance, amen, and tell them what you want and what you ain't going to go along with, amen. They'll straighten up. You got to put down some footage. Amen. You got to put down some footage. Amen. Otherwise, amen, when you put down some footage, then there's going to be something that you can walk on. Something that ain't going to give away. As long as you keep on keeping your mouth closed and don't tell him or tell her, praise God, that you ain't going on with this mess no more. You ain't going to live with this mess all your life. Amen. So something got to give, man. Something got to give, woman. Because I ain't going, I'm not going to put up with this mess no more. So now you can get out, open the door, and tell them to get out. But most of you, you're doing everything for yourself anyway. You can do bad by yourself. So put the nigga out there out. I know I'm talking right. I know I'm talking right. Y'all might not say nothing, but I'm talking right. I know. Praise God. Amen. You don't have to take nothing. Take all you're taking, you're going through. You don't have to take that. Amen. God put the man, they put Adam and Eve together. Now when he made Eve, sister Eve, and he took the rib out of her, out of Adam, and put into the Eve, and then he married them. He put them to when? Together. He married them, put them together. So they was to do what? It was to bleed the same thing. Live the same life. Amen. It's not you for you to go, have to be going through no battle every day. Tell me, I got to please that man. I got to let him do it and let him walk all over. No, you don't have to walk all over him. Let him walk all over you. No, you don't have to do that. That's why the law downtown down there is on the woman's side, because, amen, because the man supposed to be subject to the woman too. He can't go down and walk in the coat down there and say, well, he ain't gonna do this and he ain't gonna do that, and he got a wife and got some children and everything. Amen. The coat would tell him what he got to do. Yeah, that's right. And then you don't do it, and then they got a chambers for you. Now there are some women, they don't report the boy, the man. And that the man go walk all over. Amen. Because they love that man, still love that man. Amen. But we need to wake up, saints. God knows we need to do what? All right. Amen. So now we have been working on that the scripture here, praise God, is putting the devil to a flight. And we cannot put him to a flight by ourselves. We're going to take the Spirit of God to help us and to lead us and guide us to put him to flight. So in order to be able to put the devil to a flight, then we got to know the name of Jesus. Say when? So we got to know the names of Jesus. Because Jesus got many names. You may not be able, you know, to actually really have time to call him Emmanuel or call him none of these names. You may not have time, but his saving name, it is Jesus. His keeping name, it is when? It is Jesus. So now we're going to start working on, amen, the name of Jesus. The names of Jesus. So we got, now, I told y'all a few days ago, and some of you remember that he has a whole lot of names. Amen. So now if you get in trouble, you don't have to just call on, amen, ADVOCATE, huh? Advocate, that's right. Amen, the advocate with God, with the Father, advocate, not just advocate, okay, but the advocate. Amen. With the Father. We have an advocate with the Father. Now the scriptures tell us if we do wrong, if we make an error, and if we be caught in a snare, then we have an advocate with the Father. Amen. A lot of time that you don't have no time, amen, they call Jesus, but you can say, Father, help me. He's the Father of everything. Amen. So we're going to work on this, and we're going to work on it. Amen. And that's in 1 John, amen, chapter 1, chapter 2, rather, verse 1. That's right. Amen. So we're going to be working on all of these names, the names of Jesus. The names of Jesus. Amen. Now otherwise, what you're saying, Bishop, now there is, you and I cannot seduce the devil with our own name, who we are, what family we come from. We can't seduce them. So we got to go to these names that we're going to be going into, amen, in order to seduce them. Otherwise, I have to call to bring him on the suggestion. I know I'm talking right. All right, I'm going to leave it there. Next Sunday, we're going to be working on that. I got a whole lot of...